Frog Face, roll it over. Bring the stuff back. A stone hit the barge. Timbers groaned. I staggered, and Goblin yelled again. I said, "Your stuff is back, lady. Get Shifter and his girlfriend up here."
"You knew?"
"I told you. I figured it out. Move." The old man called Eldrin the Seer appeared, but now he wore his true guise. He was the supposedly slain Taken called Shapeshifter, half as tall as a house and half as wide, a monster of a man in scarlet. Wild, stringy hair whipped around his head. His jungle of a beard was matted and filthy. He leaned upon a glowing staff that was an elongated, improbably thin female body, perfect in its detail. It had been among ladies' things, and had been the final clue that had convinced me when Frog Face reported its presence. He pointed that staff across the river. A 100-foot splash of oily fire boiled up amidst the cypress. The barge reeled at the kiss of another flat stone. Timbers flew. Below, the horses shrieked in panic. Some of the crew sang with them. My companions looked grim in the light of the fires. Shapeshifter kept laying down splash after splash till the swamp was immersed in a holocaust that beggared both of mine put together. The screams of the pirates became lost in the roar of the flames. I won my bet, and Shifter kept laying it down. A great howling rose within the fire. It faded into the distance. Goblin looked at me. I looked at him. "Two of them in 10 days," I muttered. We had heard that howling last during the battle at Charm. And not friends any more. "Lady, what would I have found if I had opened those graves?"
"I don't know, Croaker. Any more, I don't. I never expected to see the howler again, that's for sure."
She sounded like a frightened, troubled child. I believed her. A shadow passed the light. A night-flying crow. What next? Shifter's companion saw it, too. Her eyes were tight and intense. I took Lady's hand. I liked her a lot better now that she had her vulnerability back. Chapter 20. Willow Up the Creek. Willow scowled at the boat.
"I'm so thrilled I could shit."
"What's wrong?" Cordy asked.
"I don't like boats."
"Why don't you walk? Me and Blade will cheer you on whenever we see you puffing along the riverbank."
"If I had your sense of humor, I'd kill myself and save the world the pain, Cordy."
"Hell, we gotta do it. Let's do it." He headed out the wharf. "You seen the woman and her pup?"
"Smoke was around earlier. I think they're on already. Low profile. On the sneak. They don't want anybody knowing the Radisha is leaving town."
"What about us?"
Blade grinned. "Going to cry because the girls didn't come down to drag him back."
"Going to cry a lot, Blade," Cordy said. "Old Willow can't go anywhere without bitching to keep his feet moving."
The boat wasn't that bad. It was 60 feet long and comfortable for its cargo, which consisted only of the 5 passengers. Willow got in his gripe about that, too, as soon as he discovered that the Radisha hadn't brought a platoon.